Today is Gaudete Sunday, the Sunday of rejoicing. We've hit the midpoint of Advent, and soon we'll be celebrating Christmas. To mark this joy, priests wear rose, not pink, vestments, and the rose, not pink, candle is lit to show that even though we're still in that purple season of Advent preparation, our hearts are filled with joy. Christmas is coming. Our scripture passages today resound with this joyful message. The prophet Zephaniah said, "Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, for the Lord your God, a mighty Savior, is in your midst." And looking ahead to that second coming, St. Paul exclaimed, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say it, rejoice, for the Lord is near." The joy, though, is not something of fleeting happiness. The joy begins with the love of Jesus Christ. So, my brothers and sisters, as we're preparing to celebrate Christmas, we should have joy, knowing, believing that God is love. And God so loves us that he gave us his only Son, Jesus Christ. Rather than let us be caught in sin, death, and suffering, God gave us a Savior. Jesus, true God, became true man through Mary, who conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus perfectly came to reveal God's truth and his love for us. He came to live within our circumstances to show that no matter what we do face, the love of God will be with us. Our Lord went to that cross, and each time we look at the cross, we see the love of God poured forth. Our Lord offered the sacrifice to forgive our sins. He rose to give us the hope of everlasting life in heaven. So when we think of the limitations of this world, when we think about the limits of time and space, we think of perhaps sin, suffering, death itself, we should not feel overwhelmed, miserable, but rather we rejoice because Christ has conquered, Christ has given us the hope of everlasting life. This is the joy we celebrate this Christmas. Also, we should remember that Christ came for each one of us. In the eyes of the Lord, each one of us is very precious. We have value, no matter who we are. No matter what the standard of the world is, God loves us. And that's why we have Jesus. He loves us for who we are, so we can be united with him. Why is it then so many people are so joyless in our world today? I was thinking about this, and I heard a news report that not only said that America is the richest country in the world, but also Loudoun County, richest county in the country, followed by Fairfax County. And on this list was also Arlington and so on. And like, why then are so many people joyless? Why are so many nasty, mean, negative, cynical, blaming, fault-finding, and so on? Why is there so many miserable people when we live in this community? And it could be because we're trying to live without God. We don't live in the presence of God. We're trying to find joy, happiness in something other than God. Ourselves, perhaps, or maybe some fleeting thing, or we're looking for some kind of satisfaction in something that's quite godless. Sin never brings joy. And for this reason, it's a very sad statement when we think about America having this opioid crisis, or the Center for Disease Control said last year was the highest suicide rate level in 50 years. It's like a new peak. And then we think of all the other issues that we face as a country. Perhaps too many are trying to find joy without God. So go to our gospel. And it's a good lesson for all of us. Here's John the Baptist is preaching, preparing the way for the Messiah. And we have these crowds, the tax collectors, the soldiers come. Well, they're looking for something because they know inside something's missing. They're empty. And so they're looking for a Messiah. And there's a hope there. And this is what John is preaching. Well, for us too, we know Christ came. But this Advent is a time to open our hearts once again and fill them with the love of Christ. To do this means that we need to live in the presence of Christ. Rather than thinking about the presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, we should be thinking about the presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, of Jesus. And that means taking time to pray, reading sacred scripture, but in all, using that to fall in love with our Lord. For when we fall in love with Him, He fills our heart. And that's when we find real joy. I would encourage you this week, before Christmas comes, to take time to come to church and just sit here quietly in the presence of our Lord in the tabernacle. Or if you come on Thursday, which I highly encourage you to do, when our Lord is exposed in the Blessed Sacrament on the monstrance on the altar, take time for that quiet prayer. I remember St. John Vianney, patron of parish priests, lived in the early 1800s, pastor of a little church in Ars, France. He always noticed this man, an elderly man, sitting in the pew for an hour or so each day, just gazing at the tabernacle. And John once asked him, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I talk to my friend, and my friend talks to me. I look at him, he looks at me." Well, that's what we do. Take time to be in that presence of the Lord. With that, take time to talk. Express gratitude for all that you have. When we think about what we have, thinking of our faith in our Savior Jesus Christ, our personal being, including our talents, health, and so on, our loved ones, our material blessings, we're very blessed. Gratitude will always bring a joyful heart. We won't be wanting, we will be filled up with gratitude. Perhaps we are facing some tough times, so we could be going through that tough time of a family problem, financial problem, medical problem, whatever. Express that to the Lord. And know, the Good Shepherd is with us, whether we're in the verdant pastures or the dark valleys. He's there. And by knowing that He's there, we can take comfort that He's with us. Even though we might be going through this tough time, just like on Good Friday came Easter Sunday, so our Lord will be with us. He will not abandon us. He'll get us through. And as St. Paul says, things will work out for good. That brings us joy. And then, also express any hurts. Many people live with lots of hurts from time past. The devil always likes us to remember those things because it cripples the goodness of the present. We'll give those hurts to our Lord. Forgive if someone has hurt us in some way. Give it to Jesus and say, "Lord, help me to forgive as you forgave from the cross." When we can forgive and we can let go of those hurts, then we find joy. This is the presence of Christ. So it all begins with knowing Christ and living with Christ. But then that has to overflow in our relationships with others. So think of what our Lord says to the crowds. They ask, "What should we do?" And St. John says, simply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none. Whoever has food should do the same." Be generous. Be charitable. Give. Make sacrifices. You'll find joy. It's in giving that we receive. And that's the joy of Christ. The tax collectors came and they said, "What should we do?" John said, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." Be honest. Be fair. Be courteous in all of your dealings. Do what is right for your neighbor. You'll find joy. The soldiers came and said, "What should we do?" Well, John said, "Don't practice extortion. Don't falsely accuse. Be satisfied in all. Remember, don't abuse your authority. Serve others with humility. Don't let pride get the best of you." So no matter what position of authority we may hold, remember, We're called to be servants of the Lord and to serve others. We're called to treat others as we're called to be, as we would like to be treated. If we do that, we will find joy. So another good Advent preparation might be, when you go home tonight, when you, maybe you're driving home, although I don't want you to have a car wreck, but, or when you're at home, ask your loved ones, what ought I to do? And see what your loved one says. Maybe the best Christmas gift you can give is to make a change in your own life that will bring joy to your family, to your marriage, to your very self. Ask the question, what ought I to do to bring joy to our relationship, our life, our home? But then that brings us to bringing ourselves to penance, to go to confession. When we confess our sins and we hear those words of absolution and we know the Lord has washed away those sins and that sanctifying grace has been fully restored in our soul, we should feel great joy. We're back on the right path. And so, we are right with our others. So think of it. Here we have, we're right with Jesus, we're right with others, and with that we become right with ourselves. That is joy. J-O-Y, Jesus, others, you. I'll give you an example. I knew a young man, and this young man had a very devout Catholic mother who really was devout and had a father who was not a believer. And his father was sort of abusive in words as well as in alcohol. And his father was a military officer. But nevertheless, young man had this home. And he had many benefits of home, a comfortable home. But he wasn't happy. And he wanted nothing really to do with religion. So in his teenage years, he rebelled. And he got into the carousing and the drinking. Sometimes he and his friends would commit little crimes like stealing something from the store just because they wanted to do it. They thought this might bring happiness. But this was empty. His life was empty. So he thought, well, I'll get out of here and go to school. So he went to the university, was educated and so on, but same kind of life, the carousing, the drinking. And there he joins a cult. He thinks he's going to find some kind of friendship in this cult. That didn't satisfy him. So then he goes off to the big city. And here he thinks he's going to make $1 million and all of that, and he falls flat on his face. He realizes he isn't so important. So he takes up with a mistress. He has that, thinking he's going to have joy. Now, he's empty. And he's getting more and more empty. So he moves to another big city. There, because he has some skills being educated, he has a position. But he knows a lot is truly missing in his own life. Well, he hears the words of a great preacher, and that preacher talks about finding real happiness in Jesus Christ. This man starts thinking about his own life. He pulls open his New Testament, and it just happens to fall to the letter of Romans that St. Paul wrote. And he reads, "The night is far spent, the day draws near. Let us cast off deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in daylight, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Rather, put on the Lord Jesus Christ." And he thought, that's how I can find real joy. He was baptized. Eventually he became a priest, eventually a bishop, and we know him as St. Augustine. Great man. And St. Augustine said, "Our hearts will not find rest until they rest with thee." Be right with Jesus, be right with others, you'll be right with yourself, and you'll have joy this Christmas. May God bless you.